AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by the Emporia Gazette. Subscribe today at EmporiaGazette.com or pick up your copy at a local stand.
Looking for the latest news that keeps you connected to the Emporia area? The Emporia Gazette is your go-to source for local stories, breaking news, and more importantly, how it affects you. From city events to in-depth reporting, we've got it all covered in print, online, and on social media. Stay informed, stay engaged, and be part of what's happening in the Emporia area. Subscribe today at EmporiaGazette.com or pick up a copy at a local newsstand. The Emporia Gazette, your news, your community, your voice. The Emporia Gazette, trusted news since 1895.
KVOE live and local. We are live and we are local. It is 7:21 and we are happy that you're with us on this rainy, breezy Monday morning. And so we are very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Linda Karras-Schmidt, who's the Executive Director of the Emporia Community Foundation. Big day today. Match day is here. Linda, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you all?
Hey, we're doing well so far. Have to ask kind of what your early indications are on match day, considering we're about 7.5 hours into it.
Well, we're doing well, but first of all, happy birthday, Chuck. What an honor to have my first match day on your birthday.
Well, actually, my birthday is coming up on check presentation day, so I'll take happy birthday early. That's all right.
I'm already celebrating.
Well, hopefully that means it's a good celebration. That's all I got to say.
We're just going to celebrate regardless.
There you go. I'm good for that.
We love you both. But no, things are going well. I think early indications are that it's going to be a fabulous event. And, you know, we've always said that we don't have a specific goal in mind. It's just about increasing the awareness around Match Day and philanthropy and charitable giving and supporting all the wonderful things being done in the community. But so far, it's looking really, really, really good. Obviously, this is my first year, so I don't have a comparison. But I have been blown away by the support already and the incredible stories of the donors that are stepping up and talking to the nonprofits about how impactful their work is. So it kind of brings a tear to your eye sometimes when you hear these stories behind the scenes.
Well, and the participants, too, the nonprofits have done such a great job. They've learned over the years how to do this and how to do this well and to get the information and get their stories out to the public.
It's true, Ron, and I think maybe one of the biggest challenges for some of the donors, with 35 nonprofits, all of whom are doing incredible jobs in the community, it's, you know, the hardest challenge is finding which one you want to support. And the good news is you can support multiple agencies today, and all on one donation form and all on one check. So we make it easy for you if you can't decide who you want to give money to. You can give money to all of them.
Outstanding. You can, yeah.
Yeah, and you make it really easy online. How are things going to work here in the office here today as far as people maybe driving up and dropping off donations at the office?
Yeah, so starting at 9 o'clock until 7 o'clock this evening, people can come by 527 Commercial, Suite B, and drop off their check or their cash, or we can take credit card at the office. And they can also drive through on the west side of the building. If you don't want to get out of the car, just drive up to the west side of the building, and we will meet you out at your car and take your donation that way.
So how many volunteers are on the ready, Linda, to help you out?
Well,
here?
We've got a handful of folks, some coming in the morning, some in the afternoon, to make sure that we've got the office manned for the entire day. But we're so grateful to have our, you know, Match Day committee that's going to participate, our board members, and just other key people in the community who have stepped up. We're going to have fun at the office today. We're going to have a little food there, a little celebration. We're doing some fun things. We're going to be spinning the wheel at the beginning of each hour, and any agency that received a donation during that hour goes into a chance drawing for extra prize money at the end of the day, which will be added to their Match Day total. And then we'll also be tracking our leaderboard. So there'll be some fun things to do at the office if you want to stop by and chat with us, or maybe even visit with some of the nonprofits. We've got some of the leaders that might be stopping by as well.
Outstanding. Now, you mentioned here that there's been a lot of focus here on kind of the stories, the impact that Match Day has, but it has to be a little bit hard not to factor in the back of your head that, roughly close to $700,000 that got raised last year.
It's pretty staggering. I mean, quite impactful, really. I mean, since inception 11 years ago, the Match Day has led to almost $3.1 million being dispersed to the nonprofits in the greater Emporia area. That is huge to me. It's really mind-boggling when you think about the impact. And we could not do that without the people stepping up to donate, without the nonprofits doing the work, and without our incredible matching sponsors. Can I give a shout-out to them? Because I did not do that last week, and I would love to mention their name.
Yeah, they provided, what, $170,000 in matching funds, Linda?
Yes, yeah. $170,000. So if you can imagine, that's a lot of money. And the more you give to a charity, the more of that portion they will receive. So we basically take the amount an agency raises, and we divide that by the amount we raise overall, and that's the percentage of the match pool that they get. So the more you give to your favorite charity, the more they will receive.
All right. And who might they be?
Clint Boyer 79 Fund, Emporia Lodge number 12, Gilpin Family Fund, WS and EC Jones Trust, Bank of America, Laurent Charitable Family Fund, Curtis McCreary Legacy Fund, Patterson Family Foundation, Preston Family Trust, Mary and Charles Rail, Jane and Bernard Riebel Endowed Fund, and Tressler Foundation. So without those matching sponsors, this day would not be near as impactful. So we're so grateful. Thank you very much.
So you've got a busy day coming here, Linda, and we'll be down here, I think, around 9:30 for a couple of quick drops here just to continue highlighting what Match Day is all about. And from your perspective here, Linda, how is this event either on, say, like the individual group level or the community level, how is this helping to make life easier, better, and just more enjoyable here across our coverage area?
Well, I mean, it's really about the exposure and the visibility for the nonprofits. They do great work all year long, but this is an opportunity to really highlight that work. So, number one, that they get the support that they need to keep that work going, but also that donors know, you know, out of 35 nonprofits, surely there's something you're passionate about. So it gives a donor who wants to give an opportunity to support something that's meaningful to them personally and you know, obviously beneficial to the community as well. So when everybody steps up, even if you give just a little bit, the impact is pretty great.
And I understand, and we have learned through the years, Linda, that the donated dollar numbers will be locked in the Emporia Community Foundation vaults and not unveiled until December 3rd, live at Flint Hills Mall. So we're looking forward to that big event.
Yes, we will be keeping things hush-hush. It will be a challenge not to be beaming and smiling ear to ear when we get the final results, but they will not be announced publicly until Chuck's birthday on December 3rd.
Can't wait. And I apologize, Linda. I thought I was going to get my tux this week or last week. I didn't. So I'll be swinging by Carrie's Diamonds and Bridal to make sure that I get my tux here today. So that's
part of my business. Thank you. Yeah, we appreciate that. And, you know, KBOE, we love our partnership with you guys. You do such a great job. We appreciate the airtime. And all the support has been so much fun working with you both and Tegan and just everybody over there. So we're so grateful. It takes a community to make this happen. There's absolutely no way Lonnie and I could do this on our own. And we're just grateful and incredibly humbled, I guess, by the support of the community all year long, but especially on Match Day.
Yeah, thanks to you and Lonnie for the great work. And we hope we have a big day today. Thank you, Linda.
Thank you both. We appreciate it. Everybody come out and see us. Invest in a cause that's dear to you.
Linda Kara-Schmitz, Director, Emporia Community Foundation. Chuck, Match Day is here.
Match Day is here until 11:59 p.m. And again, you can donate.